This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-453. Your comments welcome on the new worldwide political party called the Humanity Party, being announced by a masked man who is calling himself the official spokesperson for Anonymous, claiming just now in the video, for those of you just tuning in, we've only gotten through about 2 minutes of it, because there's a lot to say about this. Number one, I don't think this is really somebody who has any experience with Anonymous as far as having been involved with anything that they've done prior to this.
I would expect that real Anonymous people would see this video and troll the hell out of it, figure out who this guy is, expose him, you know, work their magic with their hacker powers, you know. Figure out what's really going on with this guy.
They have been working on that. I did do a little bit of looking to see what there was, and so there's another Anonymous claiming that they've outed this Anonymous. Because, again, if you're going to register a political party, if you're going to register a trademark, which he'll explain here in a moment, if you're going to, you know, go through that the government paperwork, there's going to be somebody's name on that government paperwork. So by definition, that's not Anonymous if you are, you know, if you can do enough digging through the paperwork and find out who these people are. By the way, I want to let everybody know who's in here. It's Ian tonight.
And Cody.
And Bud.
You're saying Bud?
I don't remember.
Okay, that's all right. You didn't sleep last night, so I'm amazed you're even here with us tonight. Let me continue the video in a moment here from the Humanity Party. There's a lot to say about this. This man's dressed in all white, very different from your typical V for Vendetta mask, where the classic character in the movie was dressed in all black with the white V mask or the Guy Fawkes mask. This man also has the same Guy Fawkes mask and has a similar kind of hairdo, but all in white, as V did.
Makes you wonder if he did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if there's a reason for that. Like, what's the contrast? There. What's that supposed to mean? What's the symbolism there?
Because I don't know. I think it's that, you know, he's dressed in white, so he must be a good guy. Well, I don't think this is a good guy. And let me go on, though. So he's just said here that he is bringing all of the Anonymous people are now together under one wing, and they are going to stop doing their naughty hacking. He says that the their old approach didn't work to foster change, and so now they're going to try something new.
That must be like herding cats.
Well, exactly. You can't claim to speak for Anonymous beyond, you know, well, you can make the claim, but I don't believe it. And because you can't speak for everyone in Anonymous because they're all different.
Every member is literally an individual.
To even make a video where, you know, you deliberately are like, hey, all these Anonymous people should get together and not be Anonymous anymore. Like,
well, he's not saying you shouldn't be Anonymous anymore, but, well, maybe he is, because when you go to the website, there's a sign-up option for this party that requires you give over personal information like your, I don't have it in front of me right now, but your email address and your phone number, as well as your mailing address. And it's publicly searchable. So I could go in there and type in Bud and see who all's named Bud has registered for this Anonymous party and get their phone numbers and their email addresses.
Still seems like it would raise flags for me if I were to come across that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely raising all kinds of
And what
flags.
What is this guy doing with that personal information?
That's what I'm curious about.
Is he real worried about that, signing up for something like this?
Well, I mean, what does he need a foresight to get a, you know, send you stuff, I suppose.
The claim is that this is
going
to
personally call every member?
No. There's already hundreds of them.
What's going on?
It's just a way for him to gather contact info for people. And he's putting it on his website as a searchable database. The website here is humanityparty.com. Let's continue, because, again, he's claiming now that all the old ways of Anonymous are over. We are all uniting under this new wing of this political party.
These destructive and threatening means have never worked to unite the people. They have never worked to promote peace or to make real changes. The use of Anonymous is a...
And by the way, he's right about that. I mean, it's true that going in and hacking, Visa or MasterCard or some government website isn't actually going to change the system or anything like that. It's, they're just publicity stunts for Anonymous. At least that's the way it has always
or, you know, made. DDoS attacks or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the website's going to come back at some point.
Right. Yeah, it's just a way for them to get the news out about whatever their political perspective happens to be.
So, like, you know, some of the information he's actually coming out with is like, information that, you know, extensionally by extension could be taken to mean, you know, like, as you explained it, with, you know, bringing people together and stuff. But I'm curious why he would choose Anonymous to do that.
Well, it looks better. I mean, this is something I think you were touching on before, Cody, that he's not just some guy talking into a camera. He's a masked man talking into a camera. And he's using the meme, if you will, of the Anonymous mask to get extra publicity. This wouldn't be as interesting if he was just himself yammering on into a camera about, you know, how he wants to change the world and here's his brilliant idea for a political party. If he can make it snap, because there's a zillion people with political ideas on YouTube. You can sit there and watch them talk into cameras all day long. This makes it seem bigger than it is.
There's already a momentum for Anonymous.
Correct. And
so he's got a brand new idea. He wants to jump on the momentum. He wants to jump on the bandwagon where there's already a community of people that are into Anonymous and hopefully trick those people into jumping onto the Humanity Project or party or whatever it is. Which is clearly a completely different thing from Anonymous.
Yeah, he's like your typical politician. He's running out in front of an existing parade rather than trying to start his own from scratch and acting like he's been there the whole time and that now...
using the momentum.
It would be too much work.
And that now that now Anonymous is changing and it's joining this Humanity Party.
The means of revolution and change must also be accompanied by the proper solutions for the change that we expect. From today on, it will be easy to determine whether a message that is posted on the internet or through any other venue of social media is authorized by the official voice of Anonymous.
Oh, really?
The official voice of Anonymous will be...
By the way, while he was saying that, there was a screenshot of a Twitter account for his voice of Anonymous, or whatever it was called, the Humanity Party's Twitter account. Let me jump back here real quick. Okay, the Twitter account here is Voice of Anonymous, trademark, at ThumpVOA. It had, at the time of this video being posted, which was, again, 10 days ago, had all of 26 followers.
Mm.
So, you know, is he suggesting here that, well, you'll know who the real Anonymous is by following our Twitter account, which, you know, hasn't been around for more than 2 weeks?
Right, could it be possible? Could it be possible that this guy just wants to get big on Twitter? I mean, people are weird like that these days.
I suppose it's possible. It's a lot of effort to go through. I mean, that's a pretty extensive video.
Okay, but we've come to a world where your self-worth and your value is almost directly related to how well you do on social media. How many downloads you getting? How many followers do you have? How many likes are you getting? Mm-hmm. You know? And man, you get into the political world, it's even worse. Everybody wants to be that celebrity pundit type of character. And if you've got this manifesto you've been working on for a long time, you know, and you just created a Twitter account with like 10, 15 followers.
He's up to 459 at this point.
Which I've got at least that, and I'm definitely not a big deal.
Yeah, and you don't have the Anonymous meme behind you and tens of thousands of views of a YouTube video. By no means is there any evidence that that what he's saying is true, that the other Anonymous...
What was that first tweet? So it looked very Occupy Wall Street.
The 99% must regain control of money upon which they depend to live. This can only happen peacefully by a strong, good government.
Right.
Okay. Right, the white-gloved hand fist.
Peacefully from a strong, good... Okay.
And he's going to get into his political beliefs here in moments. He's announcing right now, though, that he's the official form of Anonymous.
Your social media is authorized by the official voice of Anonymous. The official voice of Anonymous will be an actual person's voice, appropriately distorted to maintain anonymity. A computer-generated voice cannot represent the voice of the people. Only actual people can represent people.
What the hell is that? I mean,
Who cares?
A bunch of nonsense. The other anonymous voices that he's referring to, okay, so yeah, some of them use computer-generated voices. That's because it's easier to just type some text into a voice generator and have it spit that out rather than risk you being identified by a modified voice system. I mean, to suggest that he's more of a pure anonymous because he's not using a computer voice is just absolutely absurd.
I think he's just proud of the fact that he made a higher quality video.
I did better than you.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. We are sharing with you some audio from a 40-minute long video explaining the Humanity Party. We're not going to play the full 40 minutes. We'll play several minutes of it to just kind of give you an introduction to this. Not because we support the Humanity Party. I don't know what you guys think as far as supporting it. You haven't heard enough about it yet, but I suspect you're on the side of not supporting it based on...
I support humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
I like parties.
Yeah, okay.
For some reason, you put those together and it's just not the same thing.
You got a white version of V from V for Vendetta here with a slightly different outfit that's all in white. His hair is completely white. He's got, of course, the classic V or Guy Fawkes mask on, talking into a camera and talking very authoritarian, authoritatively. He is claiming to be the official voice of Anonymous, and he's about to explain how... According to him, Anonymous has put aside their old ways of hacking and threatening and, you know, violence, even though I don't think Anonymous has ever done anything violent, but he sort of suggests that they would. And he says, we're putting all that aside and we're uniting underneath this one party, the Humanity Party. This will be the official voice of Anonymous, he claims. So
does the rest of Anonymous know this?
Well, they've heard about it by now, I'm sure.
And getting wrangled into this.
And some of them are not so happy about it, and they've been trying to dox the
individual. I'm going to have to find the Anonymous subreddit and see if this has been posted.
Yeah, I mean, it's about 10 days old, so this is the 16th.
It's got to be in there by now. If not, somebody needs to post it.
I feel like that might be like the equivalent of somebody coming up to you and being like, you know, the Shy Free Church is mine now.
Well, anyone could make that claim.
I'm going to do this my way.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things about...
I'm the leader of the Liberty Movement.
Self-proclaimed.
Well, that is one of the things about the Shy Free Church, is someone could self-certify themselves as a minister, but each and every other minister decides whether or not to acknowledge that other person's
claim. Right, exactly,
claim.
Yeah.
And the same thing's true with Anonymous.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, one of the things that you'll hear a lot about on Free Talk Live is... cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. And you may have been wondering how to get some Bitcoin. Well, the first step is you need to have a wallet. And Jax is a wallet that we're endorsing here on Free Talk Live. It's a new wallet on the scene. It got out of beta a few weeks ago. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It can allow you to access your Bitcoin, your Ether, and your DAO tokens. And it's all, of course, completely free. So you can download the wallet at Jax.io. You can get it at the Google or Apple app stores. It's cross-platform, so you can get it for Windows, Mac, or Linux, as well as browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome, and, of course, as I said, iOS devices and Android devices. Super easy to back up and recover funds if you need to. So if you lose your phone, it's not the end of the world if you've got Jax. Go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, and get Jax for your favorite device or more than one. So we're going to continue with audio from the Humanity Party's intro video. It's called The Humanity Party Presents the Way to World Peace. Imagine. Let's continue the audio here. He's about to explain more about how he's the official voice of Anonymous.
In the future, listen for and pay particular attention to the distinct nature, authority, and power of the voice of Anonymous.
Authority?
And power.
And power.
Meanwhile, if you're not seeing the video, he is thumping still. He's right. Still thumping his fist down on the table.
Authoritative.
Authority. Power. But, what does the video say? World peace. And imagine.
Yeah.
What would John Lennon think about this video?
So he's literally saying, he said just before, if you're just tuning in, he said that real Anonymous spokespeople will be actual voices, not computer generated. So he claims to be a more pure version of Anonymous, and now claiming that pay attention to the power and the authority of the person's voice. It's very strange.
Weird. So everybody that is a part of Anonymous, it doesn't matter if you want to use a robot voice, doesn't matter anymore because this guy says so. Thumping his fist a lot, so, well, now you got to
use he's got, but he's
voice.
Got the authority of Anonymous behind
That's
him.
That's what he wants you to believe, yeah. At least, and I don't think Anonymous would be claiming they have authority. That just seems to be a counter
counterproductive,
concept.
Yeah.
Could it be a trick to get anonymous people that use their real voices and then, I don't know, get raided by the FBI
or
something.
There's got to be some sort of motivation for him to do this. I mean, it's such an elaborate ruse if that's all it is. Like, I just...
It really is coming off
as a scheme
to me. Let's continue.
Do not listen to any other computer-generated voice that makes threats and disrupts peace and does not act rationally. As Anonymous, we would like to introduce the world to our official political action organization called... the Humanity Party.
All right, here we go.
For sure.
Thump.
Who's the hour in that? Like, it's him.
Well, he claims to be speaking for all of Anonymous.
Okay.
So if you were to believe that claim, then you would think that, oh, well, this is what Anonymous wants now. This is the new path for Anonymous.
Because I am Ishii.
He's trying to promote.
Every time I hear him say the word peace, I'm going to replace that with the word order, and I think it will make more sense in my head.
Well, yeah, once we get into the proposals here from the Humanity Party, you'll see that this is really about a new world order. And I'm not one of those conspiracy theory guys, but there are definitely people who want to have one world government, and whoever it is that's behind this video, absolutely that's what they want.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing conspiratorial about globalism. That's just a word.
I mean, he's being pretty direct in that, at least.
Let's go on.
We have registered these words as legal trademarks to eliminate the possibility that they can be used by unauthorized individuals.
So the people who are Anonymous now have filed paperwork with the government in order to register trademarks so they can then sue somebody else who might appropriate those, another Anonymous person. They can sue an anonymous person who appropriates those trademarks or images for the way that they want to. This, again, just doesn't seem
like anonymous.
And
he was complaining about threatening earlier, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you're suing people, what do you call
that?
Yeah, you kind of have to not be anonymous to file suit against somebody, so...
Yeah, exactly. You
know, very strange.
So someone is identifiable here. Somebody, you could... Some names can be revealed about who it is that's behind this. And as I said, there's other people calling themselves anonymous who are allegedly outing some of the individuals behind the Humanity Party. But, of course, the person creating this video could still hide behind layers of, like, attorneys or whatever. So if they hired an attorney to fill out the paperwork, then the individual who made the video's name wouldn't necessarily be on that. But the whole idea that Anonymous would register with the government just seems entirely contrary to what we know about Anonymous thus far.
Mm.
So again, calling, I think, the entire pitch into
this guy
question.
Is definitely dedicated, though. I mean, especially if he's going to take a route where he's
going to call
lawyers.
And you know what? People are going to get tricked. I can see it in my mind, a bunch of stoner hippies getting together like, dude, you guys got to see this video.
This guy's great, man.
Dude, you guys got to see this video. It'll blow your mind. Like, I guarantee.
Let's
guarantee
it's profit or gain. The Humanity Party does not accept donations of any kind.
All right. Now, give them credit. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I think that... You know, the whole we're not going to accept donations thing is a bit of pure. It's kind of a purity test. Good for them for not accepting donations. But that does suggest it's fairly well funded.
Right.
So
you do have to wonder where that money is coming from.
Somebody paid an attorney to file the paperwork for the trademarks and the registrations and all of that.
I wonder what that exactly involves. What that entails exactly.
I don't know.
Amount of effort, the amount of process you have to go through.
I suspect you need to hire an attorney for it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to not believe it's just some kid in the basement with too much time on his hands.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger than that.
There's something going on here. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The claims here in this video are pretty outrageous so far. The Humanity Party, as they are calling themselves, and I use the word they very loosely. This could just be one guy with enough video production experience to really put together something good-looking, because it is a good-looking video. It's well-lit. The costume is high quality. He is, you know, the footage looks good. The green screening is good. And the editing is good. The music is good. It's very, very well put together. And for sorry, Cody, let's try that again. Go ahead.
Still think they screened this at the Bilderberg meeting this year.
So Bilderberg, for those
I can't wait till we get to the point of the video where we get into the meat of this. But
well, the real meat of it is actually on the website in long, multiple page long, rambling proposals for what they want to see happen.
I just feel like what he wants to happen doesn't really actually leave much room for humanity.
Well, I mean, like he wants to create a big government, as he's going to say here in moments. Which he says, the way he puts it, is going to be a good government.
Oh.
And so,
which is why I question his idea of what the word peace means to him.
Yeah.
So for him, you know, keeping the peace, that basically means
following order.
Yeah. Which I guess is technically a definition of peace, right? You know, Everybody is submitting.
Peace for who?
Everybody's submitting to mommy, daddy government, whatever it is, the fascistic world government order. So it is peaceful if everybody's too afraid to step out of line and do what they want to, that you could consider that peace.
Doesn't it seem inevitable, though, that somebody would step out of line?
It's not. It's certainly not freedom. Might be peace, definitely not freedom.
And he's going to mix his messages here in a few moments when he starts to talk about what the party wants, the Humanity Party, as it's called, and he'll talk about freedom, but then he'll talk about a one-world government and control. So
that's contradictory.
It's definitely contradictory. Some people are going to hear what they want to hear in this message, and it is dangerous from that aspect, but ultimately,
It sounds like there's so much in the message that it's inevitable that you'll hear something that clicks with you.
Yeah, and so we'll get into it here. Let's continue. Also, want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They are completely free. Let's go on, though. He says his political party will not be accepting contributions, which is kind of a good thing. I get that. I don't accept contributions for my political campaign here, but I also am not going to spend more than $5 on it. So, you know, I'm not interested in putting a bunch of money into politics because I consider it setting money on fire or throwing it down the drain. I think it's a waste of money, so I don't want people to give me money for that reason.
And even a perpetuation by extension.
He's doing it because it makes him look good to the 99%. But interestingly, when I was looking online last night for critiques of this, I found a video from some lefty YouTube channel that attacks this.
Interesting. Oh, there's already critique videos?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's been out for 10 days.
That's great.
There was some lefty channel, and I forget what it was, but it was a relatively high quality, well-produced channel, like a talk show kind of thing. Like, Young Turks, sort of like them, but with a different group. Anyway, they were talking about why this is bad because at some point in this video, and I don't know if it'll be in the first 10 minutes, but at some point in the 40-minute long video that I watched last night, he does talk about how the wealthy deserve their, what they've earned as well. So he sort of defends the 1% for a portion of the video while at the same time appealing to this sort of populist. He's trying to cover a bunch of different bases here and be as attractive as he possibly can. Mm. So the lefties didn't like him because he was sort of defending the 1%.
Yeah, and I think where we are in the video right now is still in let's soften the blow as much as possible. I mean, where we first started was, pictures of the earth, there's no white, there's no black, there's no gay and straight, we're all people. And then he's going to this is my prediction, we're going to slowly watch him progress towards, this weird world government type of thing that he wants, but we're starting out with, we're all human, we gotta stop being mean on the internet, we gotta stop hiding our voices, we gotta be real, we gotta get along, we gotta unify, and we gotta work towards
I'm gonna jump you on that one anyway.
So close.
Just in case.
The first two letters are okay, right?
Yeah. But, just being careful.
Not myself. I'm used to doing my shows, so...
Right. Off the Air Live, which is over at offtheairlive.com, where you can get archives. Let's continue, though.
The people who support our movement will promote our message through social media and other peaceful and respectful means according to each person's desire and willingness to stand with anonymous.
Desire and willingness, but they have to use social media.
Wear the anonymous mask and promote the Humanity Party in a peaceful and respectful way. Money has corrupted political parties of all kinds. Money will not be allowed to corrupt our party. The Humanity Party...
So this is a common message, the idea that money is corrupting politics. If we can get money out of politics, then all of a sudden it'll be this pure thing that only attracts good people, which is, of course, ridiculous. Politics attracts the people in search of power.
Right.
It attracts them, and whether they have money or not, they still want to wield power over other individuals, and taking money out of the political process won't change that. Further, in order to promote this message, in order to promote this particular party, it's still going to take some money. It obviously took some money to put this video together, so I question the honesty of the individual behind this video, but we'll continue, because we're only about halfway through what I wanted to play.
Continuing to sell it to the Democrats. Right. I mean, what does Bernie Sanders talk about? Money out of politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Let's go to the streets of Manchester, where Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave Ridley, I presume, from RidleyReport.com. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I am literally just walking down Elm Street in downtown Manchester after this demonstration for New Hampshire independence.
Excellent. Cool.
It was more successful than I expected. The turnout was a little lower than I had expected. It was only 16. I had expected 18, roughly. And
that's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, but what was nice was that both the Concord Monitor and NH1, the independent TV network here, showed up and did
nice.
fairly extensive stories about what we're
excellent.
Up to. So that should create the spark that generates more discussion around the state.
So you were out in front of a federal building in Manchester, New Hampshire, protesting the idea of the federal government demanding that New Hampshire leave the United States. What was the response like from people on the streets, people driving by, anyone that stopped to talk? How did that go?
I didn't really think there would be much response because there'd be so few people, and there were very few people driving by. It's not a very active area on weekends. But we got, someone counted, and we got about 15 honks and thumbs up and no negative response. And these signs were fairly specific. NHExit.com pretty much speaks for itself, right? The other signs, advocated for secession, or maybe some people didn't quite know what they were looking at, but I was kind of surprised that there was that much positive response from so few cars. So if we were to go to, busy intersection or overpass or something like that, it would really multiply that effect.
It's cool that Brexit has kind of restarted the secessionist conversation in a lot of ways.
Yes, I think that's a good thing. Obviously, we got Texas people talking about the Texit. There's now this NH exit movement. And so, Dave, what's coming next now that you've had a sort of an initial success with this?
Well, we got together at Murphy's Diner afterwards and just talked about that most more than anything else. Some of the suggestions that came up were we need to get a website that sort of models some of the successes that politicians have by different positions that they have listed on their website. Basically, well, what we can do instead is just list the benefit to a given issue of independence. So,
it was beneficial or not?
Well, I mean, it's probably pretty obvious to most people that it's beneficial for them not to be arrested, right? So if you're talking about, business freedom or something like that,
hold that thought, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. You can join us toll-free at 855-453. We'll continue to pick apart this video from the Humanity Party, claiming to be speaking for all of Anonymous, claiming that Anonymous is going to stop its hacking ways and start getting behind political action with a new political party that's got registered trademarks and everything. So apparently somebody decided that they were not going to be Anonymous and filed some paperwork with the government.
Can't wait to see this never take off.
Seems very unlike the Anonymous that we've known, and I suspect a lot of people within Anonymous are upset about this. But let's go on with your calls and thoughts. It is Ian, Cody, and Bud in the studio tonight here on the Live Sunday Show. We do have Dave Ridley on the line from NHExit.com, which is basically just a placeholder page right now. There's not really a website behind this yet. But, Dave, you were talking about sort of a wrap-up meeting that you had after a secession event today in Manchester outside of a federal building, the first one that you've put on as part of NHExit.com. But what you were discussing with the folks who came out to help you was what to do with the whole NHExit movement, what is going to come next. And you were talking about some of the things you would want to put on a website to, I guess, reach out to politicians with positions on the issues. Isn't that already being done, though? I mean, isn't that essentially a duplication of efforts with the New Hampshire Independence, or rather the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which has a website at nhindependence.org? Is what you're talking about somehow different from that? Do we have Dave online? Go ahead, Dave.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we have you.
Okay. Yeah, we've got you. If it's a duplication of effort, then I probably shouldn't do that. But I don't think it would be at this point. This was someone else's idea that was brought up when we were eating afterwards. But it was one that I liked, and there were a lot of other ideas that came up. But, you know, for instance, one thing you could do with that is you could, you know, have something people click if their issue is the environment. And all you have to do when they click that thing is just show some of the pictures of what the federal's environment looks like, right, with that Orange River toxic spill and the right. What the military does and the statistics. So that's, you know, there's all kinds of things you could do to make that website compelling. When there was a documentary about the Quebec sovereignty movement and why they failed in 1995, just barely, and the main reason, I think, they seem to feel that it was because they had failed to really explain to Quebecers how they would benefit from independence. And so that is that rings with me. We need to have an articulated expression of how this benefits New Hampshireites.
Yeah, that's being done at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So I would highly recommend a detailed review of their website and what they've already accomplished. That way you don't duplicate efforts there, because they've been around for a number of years now, and on their website is the top 10 reasons for New Hampshire to declare independence, which goes through several things. It doesn't mention the environment, but they do talk about economic freedom, greater privacy, no bailouts or corporate welfare, better schools, medical freedom, keeping money in New Hampshire, children no longer born in debt, more secure and no more inflation, as well as greater representation. So they've already hit on several topics that they say would benefit the individuals in New Hampshire if and when New Hampshire is to secede from the United States. So perhaps, you know, again, I would take a close look at that and see if there's a way that NH Exit can fill some sort of gap that doesn't already or that hasn't already been filled. I love the idea that there's a new secessionist or independence movement here in New Hampshire. I think it's great. We need more of that.
And the reason why it's cool is because it's riding on the momentum of Brexit, you know, so it could go viral. It's meme-worthy.
Texas already has gone viral.
Exactly. So it has that opportunity to blow up. And even if you wanted to, you could have something small for that leads to New Hampshire for independence.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to get people on board, send them to the place that's already been doing it for a while. I don't know. Just an idea.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this all pans out. Go ahead, Dave.
One of the ideas that people also had was that maybe we should have a monthly demonstration of some kind. And my thinking was that it should be at a different federal facility at times, so we eventually are in front of every federal facility in the
different
state.
Different one every time.
Making its presence as such an issue.
Yeah, I'd like to see one happen during business hours, during the business week. Today was Sunday, so no one was in that federal building with the exception of maybe a janitor crew or something like that. So there wasn't really much that, you know, they saw as far as the protest. But I like that idea that, you know, maybe NH Exit could be focused more on community, street outreach, street events like what you're talking about, whereas the New Hampshire Foundation for Independence is, like, more likely to lobby legislators.
More political,
so like the footwork.
No, that actually, we can't do that. They can't do that because they're a 501c3, so that would be another gap we might need to fill. And we are talking about that.
Gotcha.
You know, a secession bill within the next year or two, you know, is not beyond the realm of possibility. Maybe we could find one person to submit such a bill.
That, I think, would be amazing to have a New Hampshire legislator actually get behind this. And not cowering and being afraid to talk about the idea of secession. If NH Exit can create what appears to be a movement to the politician to get the politician, again, politicians love to run out in front of parades. Mm. They don't like to be the person that starts the parade. They like to take advantage of the parade that already exists. So maybe NH Exit could be that parade that some politicians will feel comfortable saying, you know, I've always agreed with these NH Exit folks. I'll put forward a bill. So definitely keep us in the loop. Dave, I'm glad you went out there today. I love the idea of regular events in different locations. I think that's a smart idea to kind of keep momentum going, keep the word getting out there about NH Exit, and hopefully we'll see more of this in other states as well. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, which, by the way, the whole idea of secession is contrary to what this person from Anonymous, or claiming to be from Anonymous, wants for the world. This
person,
they
want everyone together.
They want no more countries, but they want a one world government. I like the idea of getting rid of borders. I like the idea of getting rid of countries and nations, but they want to create a one nation world. They want a one world government, whereas I want no governments whatsoever.
How would they expect to coordinate something like that? Like, that would have to be such a large scale.
It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, course there would be so many inherent issues in it, like
trying
it would take forever to try to figure out exactly how to do it right.
And if you're dealing with a global government, you know, people are fallible. We all know that. For some reason, we believe that if you're a part of the state, then you are somehow perfect, which we know is not true. Hmm. But if we're talking about a global government, you know, somebody screws up, somebody makes a mistake, you're affecting the entire planet at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have that much less influence. I mean, we already know that the federal government is impossible to talk to. You can't contact the state the federal representatives or senators. They don't care who you are. Unless you got $100,000 for their next campaign, they're not interested in even pretending to listen to you.
And I can only imagine the bureaucracies involved with such a system.
With a global government? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Isaac. He's in North Dakota listening to KTGO and Tioga. Hey, Isaac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just had a kind of a question about the New Hampshire wanting to succeed and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
They want to just, like, be their own country?
Yeah, I think that's what most of the independence advocates or secessionists want here in New Hampshire, is to break away from the United States and be an independent country.
Okay. So how would they defend themselves if another country decided they wanted their country?
Guns.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I could see Texas, maybe. They're pretty big and they have a vast population. What is the population even of New Hampshire?
1.3 million people, but almost all of them have guns.
I'd be more worried about America than I would any other country. I mean, how many wars are going on around the world that America's not involved in?
But they would know that America...
Right now, at this very moment?
I don't know.
...that state would jump in and defend them. You know, since they're obviously on the North American continent. So it's just kind of silly, it seems like, for them to want to succeed.
Why is it silly to want to secede?
Well, because they would just be piggybacking on our own military. They wouldn't.
Why would they need to be defended, though?
There's a lot of peaceful countries that stay out of the way and are never attacked.
Yeah, but
you don't see anybody attacking Canada. Canada's massive.
Or Switzerland or Costa Rica.
Plenty of places.
Costa Rica, by the way.
Nobody goes to war with Mexico. I mean, most of the country, I mean, I'm not very smart, but I don't think, and someone proved me wrong, but I'm pretty sure most of the war going on right now in this country, the U.S. is somehow involved with.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah.
That's I think that may be a true story. At the very least, there are very few countries that aren't at war, and Costa Rica is one of them, one of 10, I believe, that's currently not at war in some way, shape, or form. And they have no military. They do have a national police force, but but so does the government. They got, the FBI.
And people just weirdly leave them alone, huh? They don't want to take over the country. Like,
exactly.
It's not a couple hundred years ago. I mean, that stuff is really not going on anymore.
And New Hampshire is probably one of the more armed states per capita. Isaac, if you have more questions, you want to continue the discussion, you're welcome to stay on through our number 3 coming up. You can join us as well. 855-450-FREE, plus more coming up about the Humanity Party.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, aka Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.